And welcome to Raw Talk here on M88. I am your host, Yo, and happy Father's Day, everyone. I hope you've had a great Father's Day today. I had a lot of fun today because I did a whole lot of nothing, which is a good thing to do on a Father's Day. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that, for whatever reason, and I'm not entirely sure, it's a topic that often is contentious. It's one that a lot of people have strong opinions about. And it's one that I've never understood why people even divide over, but it's a topic that a lot of emotions run high for this topic. And so it seemed right that, you know, eventually we'd get around to talking about it. So tonight we're going to talk about tattoos. And if you're thinking about getting a tie for Dad for Father's Day, you know, I was thinking, get him a tattoo of a tie, because then you don't have to buy a new one every year. You'll always have one. Of course, I was talking to my dad about that, and he said, yeah, but think about the kind of shirt you'd have to wear so people could see that you have a tattoo of a tie. It's like, yeah, it probably wouldn't work too well in the office, so that might not be the best idea. But, you know, bringing up that very question, people will say, yeah, but is getting tattoos okay? Well, that's what we're going to explore tonight. My special guest, Dave Martinez, is joining us. He's a Christian tattoo artist, which some people might see as a contradiction in terms. But I'm excited to hear your insights, Dave, and thank you so much for spending some of your Father's Day with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, now, let's start off a little bit. Why don't you give everyone a little bit of your testimony and your background, just so they know where you're coming from, and, you know, just so they can get to know who you are.
Well, I was raised with Christ my whole life. I always tell people that I'm kind of spoiled, like a rich kid that always had money that didn't really understand what its worth was. So, my mom was always strong in her faith and always brought us up, in Christ, but growing up, didn't really know exactly what that was and what it was worth. And you know, just like any kid exploring who you are and going through life and pulling away from Christ every chance you got just because you knew he was there. You almost took it for granted. And I'd say probably I've always claimed to be a Christian and always tried to walk the best I could with him, but was a Christian of convenience, you know, like a lot of people always, you know, trusted in him in certain areas of my life, and then in other areas was like, oh, I can take this, Lord, you know, I'm going to do this. And it probably wasn't until about 8 months to a year ago that I really started noticing that my life wasn't what it could be. I was one of the top rated artists in the United States, in the world even. Was told like ranked number 4 in the world or something like that. Was Tattoo Artist of the Year 2003. Magazine articles, you name it, limousine rides. I was there signing autographs, pictures. I was on Discovery Channel, all kinds of things, and couldn't figure out with all this stuff why I was so miserable. And then probably about a year ago, you know, and my wife was always bringing that to my attention. We have more things than most people our age. We have, you have more fame. You have more recognition. Why are you always so miserable? And like I said, wasn't until about a year, 8 months ago that I realized, you know, I was done with myself. I was fully trying to please myself in everything. I was looking for something that I was missing in my life, wanting more and more and more and more. And it was Christ. You know, it was definitely, I was pushing him so far away from me because I was striving for my own personal gain in life that I kept pushing him further and further and further away until I was just lost. And, I just finally realized it. I was done with myself. And I had actually come to a point where I didn't even want to live anymore. I was just kind of like, you know, I'm done. And it was kind of like I was asleep and the Lord came to me one night and he's like, are you done? And I was like, yeah, I am. But kind of misreading what that was, I was done, like done with life. And he was like, good, this is what I've been waiting for. Wow. He was like, so let's pick you up, dust you off, and now I can do something with you.
Cool.
And I've just been walking in his word and being obedient and trusting in him and having a servant's heart in everything that I do. And since then, man, I have never felt more content and more satisfied with my life. And it has nothing to do with my tattoos. I realize now I'm just a steward of that talent that he's given me. And that's what I use it for. My tattoo shop has become a crazy, amazing ministry. And that's what I use it for. I give everything to the Lord, glorifying him in everything that I do. And, man, life has just been, I finally am at a place where that I was searching for all those years and thought I was going to get in something from this world, you know?
Now, let me ask, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious, was there a point after you figured out, oh, Christ is what I want, he's mm-hmm. the one who's going to fill that hole that's inside of me, was there a point where you wondered or you were conflicted about, okay, now that I'm following Christ and, like you said, being obedient and stuff, was there mm-hmm. ever a point where you're like, I wonder if it's okay for me to still pursue this tattoo thing?
I don't really think so, because like I said, I've always been a believer. So, like I said, in certain areas of my life, so there had been people through my career, I've been doing this almost 15 years. I've had people approach me on this, especially saying I was a believer, and going and looking to the Bible and never really finding anything that said, except for in Leviticus where it says not to tattoo yourself or mark yourself or cut yourself for the dead. Never really finding any place that said that I really shouldn't be doing this. And then once I really fully surrendered to the Lord, no, I haven't had any convictions and that I shouldn't. Convictions maybe in the place of where I should glorify him in doing it every minute of the day and realizing that he gave this to me because this is an area that nobody else can minister into as powerfully as I can. Realizing that the Lord put me here for a reason. I've always felt that the Lord has had his hand on me my whole life and had a special job for me, but always being resistant to that because I've always wanted something for myself. But I can honestly say that I haven't had a place where I've felt that he has put it on my heart or the Holy Spirit has pushed me and said, you know, you're in the wrong place. Because I'll tell you what, man, I've witnessed to people and had people come to church with me and come to the Lord and come to know the Lord and ask so many questions that I never would have been able to reach if it hadn't been for the position that God had put me in.
Well, that's cool, and I like the fact that you did study it out. I mean, that you searched the scriptures, and I think that's important because, again, this is an issue that a lot of people seem to have strong opinions about. And if they don't have an opinion about it, they're curious.
Yeah.
You know, they want to know, is this okay? And so we're going to kind of examine that tonight. But I'd love to hear questions and comments from our listeners, especially since we have one of the premier tattoo artists here in the studio. I mean, this is a unique opportunity. I mean, how many of the best can say that they're also a Christian? I mean, that goes for any field. It doesn't happen very often. So I'm very honored that you were willing to do this tonight. So thanks so much, Dave.
Well, I'm honored that you asked me here.
And if you got a question for Dave, if you want to discuss this with us, if you got a comment, let us know. 505-338-5790 as we talk about this whole issue of tattooing. So questions or comments. And this is a unique opportunity for you to ask those questions and make those comments. 505-338-5790 to call in with your questions and comments about tattooing and find out from a Christian tattoo artist exactly what he thinks about all this. And, you know, let me just say, originally my thought was, you know, we should do for Garage Talk on tattooing. We should have someone being tattooed while we do the show.
Right.
And instantly, I was made aware of just how contentious this issue can be because right. instantly people, oh no, you can't do that because then you're endorsing it.
Right.
And, you know, my thought process was like, well, yeah, I could see that angle. It would sound like we're endorsing because someone's getting it. So then it would seem like we're saying it's okay. But at the same time, on the other side of me was saying, but why is that bad? And then again, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I'm coming down on the opposite end. Like,
right.
Tattoos, man. Avoid it. Now, let me be clear. I do not have any tattoos. I'm not planning on getting any tattoos. Why? Because I don't like pain. I'm afraid of pain. I just twisted my ankle about a month, 5 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
One of the most painful experiences of my life. And I can't see why anyone would pay good money and then willingly do that.
Right.
But that's my only reason, you know.
Right.
And I'm not coming down on any sort of a spiritual angle on that, but certainly it just doesn't seem like a good idea to me. But again, you know, I wouldn't go out and judge anyone for it, and yet
right.
that seems to happen quite often. I'm sure you've encountered that in your shop. I mean, have you had believers come and, like, try and condemn you and say, you're doing the wrong thing, get out of here?
Not at all. I've had men, especially since the Lord has pulled me to do, because I'm such a big part of my church now. I'm one of the youth leaders, part of the music ministry, small groups, like just everything. I'm just, the Lord has pulled me. Once I surrendered to the Lord, man, he has just been moving quick. He's like, okay, you said you're going to obey. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to be here. I want you to be there. Steve-O and I and a few other guys, you know, doing the morning men's ministry, the Bible cafe thing here, you know. The Lord has just put me in so many places that it's just awing that, no, I've had quite the opposite since that. People have found out that I am such a strong Christian that more Christians have come to the shop and like, we're coming here because this is where we want to spend our money. I haven't had any negative, or I haven't had anybody, even older people like at our church, you know, people in their 60s, 70s are just so, now they feel like, wow, we can come up to him and all these questions that we've always had, there's a guy we can actually talk to because he trusts the Lord.
Yeah.
And we're not afraid, and it's here in the church, you know, at our church, you know, we had a huge event there today and we were standing there and people were just coming up. It's awesome because it's like, you know, older people that are afraid and they are intimidated by the whole situation and everything. Now, God has put me in a position that people can come and talk to me, and they have. It's just opened up so many doors, and I feel that it's cool because it has put some of their questions to rest and some of their concerns and some of their notions on what tattooing is and these preconceived things that through time, through history, has said tattooing is. It's bad. It's for prisoners. It's for sailors. It's only for bikers.
For
it's
sailors.
Only, you know, it's only for like the bad element or the rebels.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Captain Jack Sparrow. 505-338-5790 if you have some questions that you want to ask Dave about tattooing. Now, you mentioned that you're using your shop as a ministry, and I hope you don't mind me asking, but how do you do that? Because, you know, I've been by and in some tattoo parlors, and don't ask me why, just weird circumstances. And, you know, some of those places, I spent a lot of time looking at the ground just because of some of the pictures, you know, that were up there. And I understand it was displaying their art and whatnot.
Right.
But at the same time, there was some stuff there that I'd probably better off not see, you know?
Right.
Just, you know, so far as keeping my mind and my heart and my eyes pure and things of that nature. And I'm, you know, I've never been to your shop, so I'm not trying to impugn you by any means, but how do you use your shop? How do you use this skill of yours as a ministry when there sometimes seems to be a lot of worldly association with tattooing?
Right. Well, since the beginning of my shop, I've had my shop for 12 years, and since the beginning, I've always wanted it, even if I wasn't trying, you know, because back then I wasn't thinking it was going to be a Christian tattoo shop,
right.
But I always wanted it to be family friendly.
Hmm.
I never wanted it to be a place, because I figured people are going to be intimidated and, you know, their idea of what a tattoo shop's going to be is already preconceived anyways. So I wanted it to be a different environment, so when people come in they look around, they're not afraid to bring their kids there. They're not afraid to come in. Now I have, and that is one thing the Lord has convicted me of, is to take some of the pictures down that I have had in the past that, you know, like old sculptures that are nudes and stuff like that, that I have had pictures in. And before, because I wasn't thinking that way, I wasn't convicted in that area, because I didn't look at those pictures with lust or anything like that. So I didn't take a second thought about it. And nobody's ever really asked about it except one of my friends, Mike Apodaca. He actually brought it to our attention one day, and we kind of had a little talk on it. But, recently the Lord has convicted me on that. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to have those in my shop to, there's so many other artworks I don't display. I've always had that in my heart that I don't do satanic things. I don't do anything that would be against the Lord or anything like that, or glorifying Satan or anything. So just now I'm trying to change it a little bit. And that's one thing that I've prayed really hard on. Should I turn it into a Christian shop, or should I just use it as my ministry? And I really feel like the Lord, put it on my heart. I just the other day, as a matter of fact, because I've prayed about it a lot, and I've really been really good about listening to the Holy Spirit and deciphering between what He's telling me and what my own head's telling me, or
things
like that.
Which is tough to do sometimes.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I've really, in prayer and everything, and quiet time with Him, and really reading His Word every day like we should, and listening to that Holy Spirit tell you, you know, I really felt like He told me, He's like, I don't want you per se to turn this into a church or anything, because unbelievers should be comfortable to come in there too and not feel like they're walking into this place where they're going to get bombarded right away.
Right.
And that's one thing that I feel the Lord told me. He's like, no, it's family friendly. So when they bring it in, they're going to know your heart as soon as you start speaking the word anyway. And then, so once I start doing that, and people come to me because of my talent and everything, and it's meshing together with my walk with the Lord, man, it's like as soon as we sit down, and I always do, no matter who's in my chair now or who's in there, I don't not say anything about the Lord. I mean, everything that I speak of has something to do with the Lord, and people are like, oh, wow, and then they have questions, you know? So that was one thing, because when I first started getting really diligent about walking with the Lord, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to put, you know, scripture outside the shop and this and that and all this stuff. And I didn't move on it right away because I didn't want it to be this thing that I was jumping on it and getting ahead of myself. So I really prayed about it. And I felt like the Lord was like, no, it's because it is a friendly place. Nobody feels intimidated. And when they walk in, people will know you by your works.
It's got to be a tough balance to balance both the sacred and the secular, you know, to make both worlds kind of feel comfortable there.
Right.
I'm sure that's a delicate balance. We have some callers on the line. We have Micaiah on the line. Welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say, Micaiah?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Well, he kind of already sort of answered my question. I was just wondering, so in your artwork, since you are so well known and stuff, is it... do you have to turn people down for some of the things that they want? Do you have, like, a policy with the Lord or with yourself even about what you will and won't put on someone else's body?
Oh, most definitely. I've had that my whole career, though, because, like I said, I've always been a believer. My walk wasn't always as strong as it is right now. But I've always had a policy. Yeah, I never did anything that glorified Satan. I've done, like, horror type of things, and people have asked me about that, especially since they've found out how strong my walk is. And I've explained to people that some people have reasoning why they get certain things because either they're completely trying to... it's like a little kid that's afraid of something and they confront it and it's there to remind them that not to be afraid of this, or I've had people tell me that, or they're into horror movies so they want that. And now if I won't do anything too gruesome, you know, I do draw a line where I'm going to do something like that where it starts to turn into people's skin being ripped off of them and it just looking like you'll see some tattoos that are just really gruesome these days, and I won't go that far. And actually, I've even turned down doing some demons and stuff like that lately. Because I've been a little bit more convicted about it. And right. One area that I had a customer ask me if I was going to start to be, how I felt about doing like other deities like Buddha and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I never really gave it much thought because most people don't come in and get a Buddha or get something else because that's right. The religion or because that's, they just like the form they had. They don't even have a clue what it is about anyway. So in my, because I do a consultation for everything that I do, and I sit down with the person and we talk and discuss and sketch and do, get to know each other for like 30, 40 minutes before we even decide we're gonna do a tattoo. So I pick their brain, I get to know them, and in that anymore, in my consultations, I mean, the Lord is in the discussion right away, so people know where I stand on everything. So there's no gray area in that. It's cut and dry what my faith is.
That's awesome.
And
that
so
makes it a lot easier for you to, because if they're not comfortable with you at where you're standing in the Lord, then they're going to say, maybe I'll go somewhere else, right?
Exactly. And that's
awesome.
And that's exactly what the Lord's put on my heart, and I'm not going to do anything but be obedient to him.
That's neat.
Well, Micaiah, that was a great question. Thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate you being part of the show tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. All right. Next up, we have Yvette on the line. Yvette, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Oh, I just had a question for Dave.
Yeah, go for it.
I was just wondering, not to attack or anything, but a question that's come up to me is something like tattoos or anything of that nature. You know, if you've heard the verse, abstaining from appearances of evil. I think that's somewhere in 1 Timothy. How do you think that applies? It's just a curious question.
Well, I guess if somebody's getting something that is gonna be evil, like I said, I've even refrained from doing anything demonic or like a demon or anything like that these days. Most of the tattoos that people are coming to me for are glorifying the Lord these days. Because people have found out where my walk is and everything. So I think that if you're putting something on there that speaks good anyway, I've heard a lot of people tell me that when they get tattoos, that completely opens up the door because people will ask them what it's about, and that gives them a segue and an open door to share their faith with somebody. So I guess it's all going to be in how you're, what you're putting on your body and how you're going to use it. You're not going to be able to please everybody all the time. I mean, Jesus Christ never pleased everybody. So, I mean, it's just how bold you're willing to be for him, you know? And, I hope that answered your question.
That's a good question, Yvette, and certainly I think it, you know, it's relevant to what we're discussing. I mean, let me ask you, Dave, if you don't mind me expanding on your question, Yvette. You know, how much do you think tattoos are still associated with things like the rock stars, the rock bands, and, you know, the counterculture, the underground, you know, all that stuff that used to seem like that was the trend, those were the people that got tattoos. And I know the trend is kind of changing, but how much of an association is there when it comes to tattoos with that kind of culture as opposed to just normal everyday people getting tattooed?
Well, I think that all depends on the age bracket of the person that it's coming from. You know, if you're asking an older person, you know, above 40, 45, that maybe came from a time when it still was really strong like that, as opposed to someone younger than that now, they're going to have a whole different idea. Like, people 35 and younger are going to have a whole completely different idea on tattoos now. And it comes right back around, I guess, to where the Lord tells us not to judge anybody else. That's his job. So I guess that, I don't know. That's a hard question because, like I said, you can't really please everybody and you really can't.
Well, where do you think the change has come? I mean, have you seen change in the type of people who are interested in tattoos? Have you seen like a different type of clientele? You know, you've been doing it for a long time. Has there been a shift in the type of people who are interested in this kind of artwork?
Yeah. I mean, now you're getting people that are in their 60s and 70s coming in. Because there is a whole different persona of what it is now, and I think with more, I think it's more leaning on because the artwork's becoming better, though, not necessarily because anybody feels that it's got this negative connotation towards the Lord or for the Lord or any of that. I think more people are becoming more comfortable with it because the artwork's becoming better. Some of these TV shows that are out there are definitely making it more appealing to the general public and making them come out and be wanting to ask more questions, and when they see that custom work can be done and stuff like that. So it's bringing more people to the table to get tattoos. Now, Christians, though, I mean, it's kind of hard to say because I get all walks of life, but I do definitely know that my clientele has changed over the years from doing just people that want something on a whim or whatever. But I think that's more because of how I set my business up, not necessarily because of my walk.
Right. Does that help you out at all, Yvette?
Yeah, it sure does, except my phone broke up over part of the message.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? We'll have this as a podcast tomorrow so you can listen to yourself and hear the answer clearly.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your help.
Yeah, no problem, Yvette. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, more food for thought. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. And if you got a question that you'd like to ask Dave, I mean, again, this is a unique opportunity to find out from a Christian tattoo artist exactly what he thinks about Christians getting tattoos or just tattooing in general. Please don't hesitate to call in 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Remember, the most important thing as a Christian and one of the goals of Raw Talk is to know why you believe what you believe. So if you're not sure what you believe about tattoos, here's an opportunity to ask some questions and solidify that. That's why I do the show. That's why I have people like Dave come in, so that you can find out why you believe what you believe. And if you don't know yet, this is an opportunity to find out. Get those questions answered. That's why we do Raw Talk. That's why I like doing Raw Talk. And that's why I like having people like Dave come in. Now, Dave, you were talking about, you know, when you were reading through the Bible, you didn't see anything there that prohibited you from doing this, but you talked about that verse in Leviticus. Why don't you just enlighten a little bit more about what you found in the Levitical law and then kind of how you reconciled what that said with, well, that doesn't necessarily apply to what I do.
Well, I read through it again the other day, and it's a very short line, and I tried to read through all of Leviticus to see if it brought it up again, because
it's an interesting book, actually, by the way.
All the other things that it talks about eating meat with blood in it and all these other things, cutting the hair at the sides red, those things are brought up more than once and in more than different places, but for some reason, tattooing is only brought up one, because even cutting yourself is brought up in more than one place. So it's kind of odd that the word tattoo is only used in that one place that I could find. Mm-hmm. Not saying that I'm very, very thorough. I mean, we all need to read stuff that whether we've read the Bible once, we need to always be seeking, because the Lord will always speak to us differently every time we read something. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that you only find that one place. So a long time ago, a customer came to me, and his brother's a pastor, and he was thinking of getting a tattoo. So alongside with me, he wanted to do some study. So he brought a bunch of historical documents and did some research on his own, and he brought me this paper that he wrote. And it showed that back in those days, God was commanding his people, the Israelites, to not be as pagans or as the people in Egypt were. So he was setting all these standards and all these rules, and asked everybody and commanded everybody to follow them. Because he brought them out of slavery either. And he was setting down all these rules because pagans did all these rituals. And from what I understand is that when they did it, they were doing it out of self-pity, and they were hurting themselves. And God never wants us to hurt ourselves, because our body is our temple. He doesn't want us to, like, be depressed and be hurting ourselves and cutting ourselves, like there are some people that do. They, you know, they're mad at themselves or mad at the world or whatever, and they're destroying their body. So if you're getting a tattoo, it's not destroying your body. It's not damaging your body. It's not this thing that, like, you're trying to hurt yourself because you're crying out for something. And that is what the pagans were doing, because they were totally self-absorbed. They were feeling sorry for themselves. If somebody died, they didn't believe in God like we do. And they didn't have a savior like after Jesus Christ came in. And so they were totally doing that just to hurt themselves. It had no benefit at the end of it. Tattoos, most people that I've met, I mean, even if they get silly tattoos and nobody understands why they get, are for own personal things that they're trying to make a statement in. And it's not to hurt themselves. It's not to hurt their temple or to permanently damage themselves in any way. And the Lord does tell us in his word that nothing you can do put in or on your body makes you unclean. It's what's in your heart, you know, because the Lord knows your heart.
Now, if people are curious, it's Leviticus 19:28 that we're referring to, so far as the Levitical law goes with that particular reference. We'll talk more about that. Let's jump in and join Justin, though. Justin, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good. Actually, I just want to know what shop Dave works at, and if it was local in Albuquerque, if it was somewhere far away.
No, it's here in Albuquerque. It's over on Renaissance and Montano. It's called Addictive Ink Tattoos.
Oh, Addictive Ink?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks, Justin.
Cool.
All right. Hey, have a good night.
Later.
All right. Sounds like he was on a motorcycle or something.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know, going back to this whole thing with Levitical law, and there's only that one reference and whatnot. Have you ever had people talk about the idea that it was slaves that were the ones that got tattoos, or that it was people who are being owned by other people, or they're in the army? And, you know, I mean, has that been brought up to you? And then, like, why would you mark yourself to make yourself look like a slave?
No, I've never had anybody ask that question.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Well, that would make me the first. How would you respond if someone were to ask that? You know, that ancient tradition, you know, slaves got tattoos to show that they were owned by someone else. And then if we as Christians are free, and I have an actual follow-up thought on that, but I want to get to you first. Why would we want to have a mark of slavery?
Are you talking about slavery back in those times?
Biblical times.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you asked that, because I was reading in the Word the other day, and actually was I think it was a program that I was watching on Sky Angel that they were talking about slavery, and most people's conception of slavery is what we think of, you know, like in the South, what it was back,
right,
you know, in East and North and South and all that. That's our idea of slavery. Back then, slavery wasn't always considered bad. Some people, because they were indebted to somebody to pay off a debt, they would enslave themselves to somebody. And what I understand is that slavery, every 7 years, they were commanded to set their slaves free.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody was a slave for their whole life. Some people were born into it. Some people sold themselves into slavery because there was, at the end of that 7 years, they were going to have a reward at the end of it, whether it was a chunk of land or or it was paying a debt. Physicians back then were slaves sometimes. They took care of the family. School teachers were sometimes slaves. So slavery, I think people have this idea of what slavery is, that you're in this bondage forever, that, you know, that we think of back, you know, during the
Civil War.
Civil War, yes. Thank you.
No problem.
But back then, slavery was different.
Right.
It wasn't like it is now. So, yes, we are slaves to the world if we give into that. But tattoos, I wouldn't see how you are a slave to anything.
All right. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was also thinking, so far as the whole issue of slavery goes, yeah, we're free in Christ, but we're also slaves of righteousness now that when we become Christians. And I've heard of some people who wanted to be reminded of their quote-unquote slavery to Christ. And I know that sounds like a weird terminology, but, you know, it works. And they'd get like a Christian fish or something just to keep them accountable. Not any place, you know, really visible, like they're flaunting it, but it was often some place where, you know, they knew and then, like, their accountability partners would know. And I thought that was an interesting take on it, you know, to the reminder of being a slave to Christ, a slave to righteousness, and that's why they got a tattoo. And anyway, I'm just curious.
Well, I actually have a tattoo that I did on myself a few years ago, which the banner says, never forget, you know, because I never wanted to forget what Jesus Christ came and did for me and for all of us, you know, died on the cross, walked in human flesh to suffer what we've suffered, to show us that it can be done. You know, and back then when I did the tattoo, I didn't fully understand that. But now, after really, you know, diving into the word and stuff, one of the most powerful things is that Jesus Christ could have escaped from any of this at any time. He was God. So he could have taken himself out of this when Pontius Pilate and they were asking him, you know, all he had to do is say he wasn't who he said he was, and they would set him free, you know. And he chose to walk in the flesh, to suffer what we suffer, be tempted by what we are going to be tempted by, and to show us that this world can be beat. And he says, I beat this world in the flesh.
He sure did. We have Bethany on the line. Bethany, welcome to Raw Talk. And what do you have to say?
Well, I just had a comment, really.
Sure.
I think that watching some of these shows that are on TV now, too, anymore, the people that actually do get these tattoos and everything, there's so much meaning behind these tattoos. Like a guy who had his son's face was tattooed on his back at one time. I saw that because he lost his son when he was like 2 years old. Just something that was a constant reminder. And in Isaiah, I think it's 49:15-16, it talks about God's seriousness, that we never leave his mind, that we are etched, we are engraved on the palms of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that that's necessarily saying that it's even relating to that, but because of our importance and because of the fact that he remembers us and will never leave his mind, he has each one of us even engraved in his palms as a constant reminder. You know what I mean? So to me, anymore, I think that it's just more of there's more meaning behind them. And I mean, me personally, I don't have one just because I can't make a decision that would be so permanent.
Don't blame me for that. But Bethany, you ruined my surprise. I was going to bring up, does God have tattoos? And now, there you go. You used the verse I was going to use. Thanks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. I'm glad you brought that up, Bethany. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. You know, and that's one thing that I thought was really interesting that you don't often hear when this issue of tattoos comes up. You look through the Word of God, and I'm not saying, all right, let's be clear, this is not Yo quoting gospel. This is Yo saying, this is kind of interesting. Like Bethany brought up, there are a couple passages where it talks about, does God have tattoos? Like that verse in Isaiah 49 about our names inscribed in his hands. Sounds like a tattoo to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look in Revelation chapter 19 where it talks about Jesus coming back, and it talks about he has a name on his robe and written on his thigh.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was kind of interesting too. It was like, again, that sounds kind of like a tattoo. Again, I'm not saying definitively that is the proper interpretation of those scriptures. All I'm saying is, food for thought.
Right.
If God has tattoos, who are we to say that it's right or wrong? And again, not saying that they are, but, you know, think about it. Let's move on. We have Brianne on the line. Brianne, welcome to Raw Talk. Well, what do you have to say?
I think tattoos are just like, you know, decorating the temple because we're God's temple, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then also, it seems like we're going, you know, kind of back in time because back, like, in the Aztecs, they used to tattoo themselves, you know, but it was, you know, it seems like we're going back, like, primitive.
Well, you know, and part of the reason that we're doing that is trying to keep things in a biblical context, because a lot of people, again, quote scripture from Leviticus 19, and so just to keep that scripture in context with the culture at that time is why we're bringing up a lot of those references to ancient practices of tattoos. And again, you know, practices have changed, but if we're going to talk about God's word, we do need to keep it in a cultural context. That's probably why you feel like we're going back in time. Does that explain it at all?
Well, I agree with tattoos. I don't think there's anything wrong with tattoos, but it feels like, you know, we're going back in time because, you know, in the 1700s, it was like, you know, you had to be like spiritual and stuff, you know, but it seems like this generation's like going back, you know, like, you know, it's more laid back. And then in the 1700s, they're kind of more uptight.
Well, that's an interesting observation, Brianna. What do you think about that, Dave, about the idea that, and, you know, if you look through our culture, all this New Age stuff really isn't New Age. It's ancient Greek practices,
right,
and stuff. It really is,
yeah,
old age stuff. And you look through society, you do see a trend of embracing ancient, you know, with the rise of Wicca, a lot of that type of stuff. How do you think this whole trend of tattoos, again, among quote-unquote common people, how do you think that fits in with a new ancient mentality?
Well, I think she's right. I think that we are coming back around, just like a lot of things do. Everything seems to do that. But I think that we have to, as Christians, we have to be very careful, just like with anything. We have to be careful with what we put on our bodies, and the reasons we're doing it, because God will know. I mean, we're going to leave, our bodies are going to turn back into dust, so we're not taking them with us. This is a temporary shell, but what we're doing with it while we're here on earth, we're stewards of it, just like everything else that God gives to us. So we have to be very careful with what we do with it. So, I mean, tattoos can be bad if they're used in a bad way. If they're used in a good way, they can be good. And the Lord knows that. He can distinguish that. You're not going to lie to him.
Right.
You're not going to fool him in any way. So, but I think it is. I think what happened, the Lord will never force himself on us. He wants us to choose to follow him. And I think back through history, there has been times when people got it in their own minds and wanted to be greater than God and force people into thinking the way everybody thought and dressing the way everybody wanted to dress and making laws and making all these things that were worldly still. Because the Lord will never force us to do anything. And people forcing us, to me, that makes us, that we're putting ourselves above God and doing something that he would never do. So I think that's what happened in history, and people are figuring out that, you know, the Lord won't force me to do this. How am I going to let man force me to do things that I don't want to do? So I think that's why our culture is becoming more relaxed, so to say, in what we're doing. But we have to be very careful, because we don't want to get very relaxed, because there's not a gray area in the Lord's word. It is black and white. He tells us not to be lukewarm, to be hot or cold.
Does that help you out, Brianne?
I have one more question.
Absolutely.
Did you ever meet Oscar, Dave?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Thanks for joining us here on Ron Talk. And if you got a question for Dave, you got a comment about this whole tattoo thing. Is it okay for Christians to have tattoos? Why or why not? Why would we want to do that? Why shouldn't we do that? Whatever your opinion is, let us know. Again, the issue here isn't so much the right or wrong. It's why do you believe what you believe? And if you aren't sure what you believe about tattoos, here's an opportunity to maybe solidify some points that you're a little curious about, a little gray on. Give us a call, 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. All right, now, Dave, I want to tackle a piece of scripture with you that came to my mind when I was getting ready for tonight's show and wanted to get your take on it. Now, I'm sure you're familiar in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, where Paul's talking, all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial.
Right.
All things are permissible, but not all things are constructive.
Right.
And, you know, that's a verse that's used for a lot of, you know, non-essential things.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, in the light of tattoos, how would you fit that verse in with, like, okay, yeah, tattoos are permissible, but are they beneficial? Yes, tattoos might be permissible, but are they constructive? How would you say that tattoos are or are not beneficial, or are not constructive?
Okay. Well, let's say tattoos are a very recreational thing. They're not a necessity in life.
Right.
They're for, you know, if people. So I believe that they can be constructive if you use them for the Lord, like getting stuff that glorifies him, scripture, images of the Lord, anything that's gonna remind you of your faith or show other people, be like a placard for faith. But if you're using it in the wrong way, let's say I've seen some people that will not pay their rent in order to get tattoos, skip a car payment. I mean, that is not being a good steward of your money. You know what I mean? So they can be destructive in the way if you're willing to do, let go of anything else to be a slave to that in that way and not be a good steward of what the Lord has had given to you, then that's not good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like if you can afford it, if it's something that you've thought about, prayed about, given to the Lord, and done it as a good steward of what he's given you, that's where it can be good. It can be used as a good tool.
Have you ever come across that? I mean, has anyone brought up that verse about this issue before with you?
No.
Okay. A lot of firsts tonight.
Yes.
That's good.
It is.
Hey, we have Andrea on the line. Welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
I just had a question.
Sure.
A girl made a comment a while ago about decorating your temple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that it's perfect the way it is since God made you the way you are for a purpose?
That's a very good question and insight. What would you say to that, Dave?
Yes. This is a question that people have presented to me. We weren't born with clothes, though. We weren't born with makeup. We weren't born styling our hair.
Which I still don't do, by the way.
There's a lot of things we weren't born with. It's just how you use it. It's, our bodies, God did make us perfect, but, we're not physically altering our body with the tattoo. Like, we're not adding a limb, taking a limb away. We're not physically adding. It's not gonna, underneath a shirt, it's not gonna change your appearance in any other way. Now, if you get some implants or something, that is definitely changing your body. Not to say that people that do get implants are bad people or anything like that. I would never do that because, the risks involved in that are way too high for what I want to risk and for the outcome of it. Tattoos, if you're getting them done in a good, clean, reputable place, and as a Christian, if you feel you're getting it from somebody who has a good, clean heart in the Lord, that's why I don't find anything that you're doing anything bad.
And just one other thought on the whole perfection thing. Yeah, we were created perfect, but then the fall happened and that perfection was lost, which I think is kind of a bummer because if we still had perfection, I wouldn't have to work out as hard as I do. And
right.
Still doesn't feel like I'm making any progress.
Right.
Does that help you out at all, Andrea?
Yeah. I have one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't have anything against tattoos or anything. I think they're okay, but just thinking about it, like, things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, don't you think, like, when people get tattoos sometimes, some people look like they've been like in jail or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where judgment comes in, though. You can never judge a book by its cover, and the Lord commands us not to judge other people. That's his job. So when you look at somebody and you think something of them, you preconceive before you get to know that person, you are judging them. So I urge all Christians and everybody, when they look at somebody, don't judge them. Don't preconceive that you think to know who they are. Get to know them first, and you'll be surprised. I guarantee you that.
And, you know, I've heard a lot of testimonies of people who look a certain way and would say, all I wanted was one of those Christians to come over and tell me that God loved me, to show me that they cared. But they wouldn't because I look scary or something
right.
like that. And you know, I mean, let's face it. The surface is what you see first. There's no getting past that. But as Christians, we need to see with better eyes. We need to see with God's eyes. And
right.
God doesn't see the surface. He sees into the heart. And you know, with his Holy Spirit, we can do that as well. There's no getting past the surface. It's the first thing we're going to notice. But we need to go deeper than that. But
right.
it's an excellent point, and I'm glad you brought it up, Andrea. Thanks for joining us on Raw Talk tonight. Have
right.
a good evening, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Next up, we have Rob on the line. Rob, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
You know, I guess this. I think those tattoos are just terrible.
Okay.
You know, and I can't believe that, like I say, I think just use common sense, and it's common sense to tell you it just, you shouldn't be doing that. I think it's terrible that you do it.
Now, let me ask you, though, and I respect your opinion on that, but let me just delve a little deeper. Why do you think it's terrible?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. What?
Why do you think it's such a bad idea? I mean, I respect where you're coming from, but let me just to expound a little bit. Why do you think it's such a bad idea?
Well, why do you think God would want you to graffiti your body?
Well, you know, again, it's a question of perspective there, and like we pointed out, there's passages in the scripture where it talks about God having writing on, quote unquote, his body. And in a lot of viewpoints, it's our, Dave, you're the expert. How would you respond to the question of why would you graffiti your body?
I think it's just a form of personal expression. And like I said earlier, is if you're using it to glorify the Lord, how can that be bad? I mean, the Lord knows your heart. I think those are all just personal opinions. I mean, there are things that I would never do, but that's my opinion. I'm not saying that it's against or for the Lord. The person that's doing that knows that, and the Lord knows that. So I guess I would ask that question too, because to me it sounds like you're stating an opinion and not anything factual from scripture or anything that the Lord may even base it on or back up. I would urge you, I mean, because I'm not perfect and I'm not going to sit here and say that I know everything, and I respect your opinion, but I would like to know, is that just your opinion or are you taking it from anywhere that the Lord speaks that?
No, it's just my opinion. I mean, let's put it this way. At least probably 98% of the tattoos that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
To me are degrading, and they're degrading to people and degrading to, you know, maybe you guys see something different than I do, but you know,
well, no, you have a valid point. I mean, cause again, yeah. I'd have to agree with that. A lot of the tattoos that I have seen, it's like,
right.
But Dave, you might have a different perspective.
And well, no, and that's where, as a Christian, that's why I was saying earlier, you have to be careful in what you're doing, because as a Christian, you always want to be a good steward of what the Lord gives you, and you always want to make good decisions in that, because other people are watching, and the Lord's watching you. I mean, regardless of anything, when you're by yourself in your bedroom or in your house or anywhere, the Lord always sees you. So you always have to be careful, even in your thoughts, everything that you do. If you're going to be obedient to the Lord, you have to be obedient all the time. It can't just be a weekend thing. It can't just be, you know, on Sunday. Or the Lord calls us to follow him 24/7, you know. So I definitely agree. There's a lot, and that's why I don't do some of the images like that, because you're right. There are a lot of people out there that are getting tattoos that are completely the opposite. They're glorifying the enemy, and I'm not okay with that, and other Christians shouldn't be okay with that. So that's where we need to take a stand and be bold like Jesus Christ and not do that.
Hey, no, I agree, and I think we just say, hey, enough's enough. Let's keep the bar up, and let's start pushing that bar back up, and letting that bar come down.
Exactly.
And so, anyway, appreciate you guys letting me on your show.
Hey, Rob, we certainly appreciate your opinion, and thanks so much for bringing up a very valid point, man. We certainly appreciate it. You have a great night, all right?
Okay, thank you guys.
All right, take care, Rob. All right, next up, we have Steve-O on the line. Steve, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
What up, y'all? How's it going tonight?
Hey.
It's been a busy night. What do you got?
It has been a busy night. I just wanted to call because there's been a lot, and while I've been on hold, there's been like three more great phone calls as well. And I'm like, I want to touch on this. But one thing I did want to say is, you know, I personally, you know, got my first tattoo when I was like 16 years old, and it had nothing to do with the Lord. I wasn't a believer at the time, and I got this nasty alien looking thing, like Rob was just talking about, these horrible things on their bodies, and I got them, and I got a few tattoos. And when I got saved, you know, I felt terrible because I had these permanent marks on my body that I didn't know what I was going to do with. And then, you know, fortunately, I found awesome people like Dave who can do amazing things and fix them and make them look better. But since then, you know, I've already had these tattoos, so what I was able to do is, you know, change them, I guess you could say, or manipulate them and cover them up to be symbols for Christ. Now, I'm not saying, like, bro, check out this bulldog. Tell me what that means to you. Let me just look at that for a minute. And yeah, that's my Jesus dog right there. You know, like I think a lot of people use that as an excuse. But I think for the people that have already had them, that become believers like me, when you get these, you know, like the tattoo I got after I got saved, I got a Trinity symbol. I got the dove, you know, and I got this half sleeve basically to kind of share my faith with people, and I've actually been able to lead people to the Lord through that, you know, and not saying that because of my tattoo, it was only the Lord, but that was something that opened a door to talk to somebody that maybe somebody without tattoos wouldn't get that opportunity to. Now, you know, obviously I don't want to come out and say, hey, everybody get tattoos, because, hey, Mom, I want to get a tattoo, because Steve-O said on Raw Talk you can get tattoos.
And I'm not going to anyway, even if you do say it.
Right.
It looks painful.
Yeah, that's not what I'm trying to say at all. But I am trying to say that, you know, being somebody who already had these tattoos and then found the Lord, you know, I was able to use that in a positive light. And I think with all things, like with Dave when he's talking about, you know, he's one of the most amazing tattoo artists in the world, and now he's able to use that to bring people to Christ, you know, is a phenomenal thing. And I think, you know, that's just what I've done with my tattoos. So I just wanted to share that and say what up to y'all, and it's been a great show tonight.
Well, thanks, Steve. I certainly appreciate you chiming in, as I kind of had a feeling you probably would on that topic.
Well, yeah,
my
bros.
Happy Father's Day, brother.
Happy Father's Day to you guys. All right.
Happy Father's Day.
All right,
next up we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
I just had some advice.
Okay.
I personally have two tattoos,
mm-hmm.
and I have worked with youth pretty much since was in the youth, and I have my tattoos in places where you really can't see unless, you know, my shirt comes up in the back a little bit or whatever, and I've been in a lot of situations where teenagers in our youth group are talking and, you know, obviously they're stating their parents' opinions about tattoos and how horrible they are, because the minute they find out that I have one, they're just talking about, oh, that's so cool, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that. But my biggest piece of advice is there's a lot of teens that I know are listening to this show, and that's awesome because that's how they're going to grow in their faith. But the one thing that they really need to do before ever deciding to get a tattoo, be in deep prayer about it, because
definitely,
you don't know what God has planned for your future. And if you're in a position where this is going to be a hindrance to you, then obviously you don't need a tattoo. But, like, for me, personally, I've always been in positions where the ministries I partake in, it's actually helped, and it's been a huge blessing. And, you know, like you're talking about with your tattoo shop, you want unsaved people to feel welcome there.
Right.
And when they find out, what, you're in love with God, and yet
right.
you have tattoos,
right.
you know, it just changes their attitude towards what God could offer them.
Completely.
And so I just really want to encourage anyone, and I don't really care how old you are, make sure that you're honoring God. Make sure, if you're a teenager and you live at home, honor your parents.
Right.
If they say no, then no,
no.
You need to wait.
Right.
But just be in prayer, because, you know, you don't know what God has for you.
Right.
And you need to make sure that you set yourself up to where you can be obedient to Him throughout your life, and you're not going to have hindrances.
That's great advice, Lisa. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right. Well,
I want to comment on it. That's awesome that you brought that up, because that is another avenue that I have encountered, and I have refused to do tattoos. Not necessarily refused. I've counseled younger people on that. When they come to me with ideas, I definitely make them think. I ask them, do you know what you're going to do in your life? You know I didn't at that age. I didn't know what my future was going to hold. You can always do this. You never know what tomorrow brings. It's never going to be too late to do this if the Lord has it for you. If you're to die tomorrow, then you were never meant to have it. You know, you
right.
always have to look to the Lord for everything you do. So that's that. You have to be a good steward of everything that He brings you. And that is one thing that I do use in my ministry. I'm not out to make a dollar. I'm not out to just get as much business as I can. If I feel something's not right for somebody, I'm a youth leader at my church, Sagebrush Community Church. And that's one of the things that I talk with the youth there too. It's like, wait, there's no hurry in this. You know, it's not going anywhere. It's only getting better by the day, art-wise. So the longer you wait, the better. And when you wait in the Lord and He speaks to you, you can't make a mistake.
And on top of that, too, I also want to just recommend that get counsel about whether or not you should. Because I know, I was a teen when I got my first one. I was still in high school. I lived at home with my parents. And they were the first two people that I sat down and talked with.
Right.
And, you know, they gave me a lot of ideas, a lot of counsel as far as, is this really something? I mean, where do you feel God's leading you in your life and that type of thing? I talked to an aunt of mine who is a police officer, and, you know, she deals with gangs and prostitutes and stuff like that. And she had a completely different spin about things than what my parents did, because my mom's a preschool teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference there. And, you know, just definitely, I mean, Proverbs even talks about that. It's wise counsel that you need.
Right.
And only a fool doesn't listen. So
exactly.
Seek out counsel. I mean,
that's what I was going to say.
This is a permanent thing on your body. You know, you don't want to just make it a whatever type of decision. This is a permanent thing on your body. If you're choosing to glorify God with it, then why not make a wise choice with it?
Right. And the Lord tells you to do that. Be wise in your decisions and seek counsel. That's awesome. Yeah.
Lisa, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it and certainly appreciate all your advice that you shared. It was very useful, I would say.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. We're just about out of time here, Dave, and we got a couple more calls waiting. Monica and Lorenzo, sorry, we're probably not going to get to your call tonight, but why don't you give them, like, an email address? Do you have an email address where if people have more questions about this that they could contact you, or a phone number? You don't have to if you don't want
to.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
But I definitely do. Anybody who has questions, my email address is addictinc@AOL.com. That's addictinc. @AOL.com, or I do have a MySpace. It's MySpace.com/addictiveinktattoos. Tattoos with an S.
All right.
So you can, you're more than welcome. Or if you know Dex from the Edge or Steve-O, any of them, you can find my MySpace through their pages too. And all of us are part of a men's ministry that we've put together, like Heroes of the Bible, so that we can be there for anybody that is struggling with anything. So yeah, definitely come to us if you have any questions at all.
Well, I feel like the show kind of picked up some momentum as we got towards the end of it, which is kind of a bummer because there's a lot more that I would have loved to cover with you. But I want to end with Romans chapter 14 because it just seems so apropos for this type of subject. So Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 13, it says, "Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way." Then skipping down to verse 17, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness." And you can probably even add in there, it's not a matter of eating, drinking, or tattoos. "But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food or tattoos." It's not in there, but it applies. "All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else," which might include tattoos, "that will cause your brother to fall." Now, let me just say, I'll be really honest here. This passage of scripture always bugged me because, let's be honest, I don't like having my freedoms infringed upon and, you know, be told, like, hey, if it causes someone else to stumble, you should stop doing that. And, you know, my fleshly response is like, hey, it's not my fault if they can't handle it.
Right.
I'm not responsible. But it is.
It is. Yeah.
How do you feel about this passage with what you do and the idea that maybe tattoos could cause someone to stumble? I mean, what's your whole take on what we just read there to wrap things up and give people more food for thought?
Well, that's why it's very important that you do seek counsel before you do get something. That way you make a very wise decision, because that is going to be something that somebody always asks you for. And the Lord tells us to always be prepared. Always be prepared to let somebody know why you have the faith you have. So if it depicts that, if somebody asks you and you're ready with the answer and it glorifies the Lord, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's where it's not going to be a stumbling block for somebody. Because if somebody looks at you across the room and doesn't bother to ask you and makes it a stumbling block, all they're doing is judging. But if they come up to you and ask you why you got that tattoo and you're ready for it with that answer, that you're glorifying Lord, and you can show somebody else that, hey, you can love the Lord with all your heart and you can follow him and be obedient to him and still have tattoos and show that in your tattoos, how can that be a stumbling block?
And, you know, honestly, let me just say, part of the reason, yes, I'm scared to death of pain. That's the main reason why I wouldn't get a tattoo. But also part of the reason is I know that, you know, for the people who know me and know the way that I live my life, for me to get a tattoo would be a radical departure from, you know, what people perceive as the way I am. And it would be a stumbling block for people. People would not, why would yo get it? And that would be a problem. And so that's another reason why I personally would not get a tattoo, because the circles that I move in, you know, the people that I most commonly associate with, it would be something that would cause them to trip up on themselves. And, you know, it's like, my friend, Pastor Scott Richards, you know, he's the same way. Because he is a pastor, he knows it would cause some people to be confused. That's one of the reasons that he doesn't, and I'll be honest, you know, sometimes that's kind of lame that I can't do the things that I want because it might cause other people to trip up. But at the same time, I don't want to be a person that keeps someone else out of heaven because of I'm just exercising my freedom. I can do whatever I want.
Right.
Because, you know, all things are beneficial and all things are allowed. And
right.
All things are permissible but not beneficial. You know what I'm saying. But that's another reason why I don't do it. And I just, you know, wanted to be clear on that. But, you know, I'm glad that you have the ministry that you do, Dave. And it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight's show.
Thank you.
It's been cool to kind of get to know you through Steve-O and those guys. And I know you've had a big impact on their lives. And I really like your story. I'll be honest. You know, when Steve-O was telling me about you, I was like, that's a cool story. You know, it's cool to hear God using someone like you and in the circles that you move to do what you do. So. Right. Be blessed, man. It's been a really big privilege to have you on tonight's show.
Yeah, thank you very much. One thing I want to do say is that the Army of Christ, just like any army, has different positions. So we are not, God's not all going to make us the same. You're going to be able to minister to different people than I am. I'm going to be able to minister to different people, and God gives us those positions. So the fact that you feel getting tattooed would be a stumbling block in the circle that of where God put you, you know, it's a praise for the position that God put me in, you know.
It might be the opposite. If you didn't have tattoos, it might be a stumbling block for people.
Right. I couldn't lead the people that I've led to Christ without it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad we're both on the same team, and I think it's awesome that we're all part of the same family, and that's just one of the cool things.
We're the winning team.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, thanks so much for spending your Father's Day this evening with me, man. It's been a blast. And again, if you guys have some questions, you can email them to our studio. Studio at m88.org is our email address. And thank you, everyone, for your great calls tonight. It's been a great show. Certainly appreciate that. Not sure what we're going to do next week. We might have a surprise for you next week on Raw Talk. And then the week after that, it'll be July 1st. We're going to have a very special guest and talk a little bit about Grace Under Fire, you know, faith in times of war, which is certainly very appropriate for what's been going on recently in the world. So that should be a great show. So got some good stuff coming up here in the next couple weeks on Raw Talk. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hope you have a Shway week in the Lord.